Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio.
Test, check, check, 1, 2.
Hey, check, check. Emily here, check.
Let's leave that part in there, Ramsey. hey, everybody. Welcome to Mini Crush. This is the coronavirus basement edition with my lovely bride.
Bride. You're going to carry me over the threshold.
Throw you over the threshold.
Yeah, exactly.
Here.
Drop kick me over the threshold.
By the seat of your pants.
Roland Hardy.
So, because you're not going to say it, I'm going to go ahead and start off the show by saying that right before we rolled, we were talking about your business, and I know you're the worst self-promoter.
Yeah.
Which is a great trait in a small business owner. But it's a time where people should support small business, and you make soap, and that is something that everyone needs right now.
Yes. What I am happy to do, though, is talk about small businesses and how this disaster is going to tank a lot of us.
I know. You're concerned about a lot of people.
I'm concerned about a lot of people.
And you employ how many young women?
10.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what's so scary.
Yeah.
So, you know, you would never do it, but if anyone wants to help support Emily's small business in this time and
well,
buy
this
some
is the
great
plug
soap,
I'll make, because everyone does need to know this.
All right, let's hear your plug.
Save your hand sanitizer, people. Wash your hands for 20 seconds with plain old soap and water, per the CDC.
Not plain old soap and water. Mama Beth and Body
Soap. Well, yes, that's even better. But at least for the love of God, use soap and not alcohol all over your hands.
Yeah.
That's the piece that I'm like, all right, now I have a bit of a mission with this.
You know what?
It's not just some cute little soap company.
Alcohol's going to make you ashy.
You don't want to be ashy. And our soap does not dry you out. But.
So she ships probably everywhere, right?
50 states, yeah.
And
it's too expensive to ship over.
Yeah, you tried to do that, but it just
substantial
wasn't.
Borders, yeah.
Yeah.
But seriously, do support your small businesses that you love. This is a pretty bad time for all of us.
Yes.
Like every single one of us, literally. So,
absolutely.
Not just me, all the people that you love and want to see
succeed.
Around when we come out of this.
I mean, succeed, survive.
Survive. That's what this is. Yeah. Sorry,
so
that was too long. Hopefully Chuck will cut some of that out.
No, no, it'll be great. Loveyourmama.com is where you can find that stuff.
Thanks.
And if you have a local soap place, then support them.
Support them too.
Absolutely.
Buy their soap. Absolutely.
So, welcome to Mini Crush.
Hello.
Welcome to the basement.
Oh my God, no, like this is the most time we've spent in our basement other than band practice.
Yeah, everyone, I have kind of rejiggered the band room. It actually worked well because we already had sound panels up.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to do was kind of move a few of them off the wall to make a fake corner, and I'm facing the other real corner.
And it's very colorful because Chuck wanted to add his flair. He loves flair, people. You need to know this about him.
Remember when we first, you know, everyone knows we renovated our house and moved back in. And the funny thing was when we were moving back in, I know you. And I was like, babe, I promise I'm not going to fucking work on that band room right away.
Oh, my God.
We got a lot to do.
First
we got a lot
thing
of
he did, people. I unpacked literally our entire house and Chuck had this bathroom.
No,
oh,
I am
babe. No, don't even start. Like, he was down here in this band room for hours
God.
On end, and it was perfect. And, you know, like, I'm just trying to find out where the silverware goes.
Yeah.
And therein lies our relationship in a nutshell, people.
But you, as a band member, have reaped the benefits.
I was mad about it then. I'm not terribly mad about it now.
Of course you weren't. You don't stay mad.
No, I can't.
Otherwise, we would not be married.
Exactly.
If you stayed mad, I'm very forgiving too.
Yes, that's actually one of his very best traits.
We can get into that personal shit later. So, you know, I don't want to talk too much about the current situation in the world with COVID-19, but suffice to say, I hope everyone out there is taking this as seriously as you should be and staying at home right now. These next couple of weeks are really crucial. And just, I know weather is turning nice everywhere, and I'm mad at the people I see in our neighborhood, like, partying on restaurant patios right now. Quick update on Red Dead Redemption 2, everyone, because
don't want to miss out on that. Everybody wants to know.
They do,
I
asshole.
I know.
I sort of finished the game. That is the story. I finished the story, but I did not. I wish they would have given me a better countdown of like, by the way, you're really, really close to the end.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't Googling that stuff and I didn't really know.
I'm finding this out in real time.
Because I know. I'm kind of done. And yeah. I'm sad because it didn't end in a satisfying way for me.
The most satisfying thing for me was watching you drive your horse off the cliff. That was one of the funniest
It made me,
things.
Every time you watched me play, it made me nervous. And I did
trying
dumb
to
shit.
Lasso that guy, and I was like, babe, you're too far.
Oh my
you're too
God.
Far away. You're too far away.
I chased that fucking guy for like 2 miles.
Like, you have to carry him back. I'm dying.
It was so
you have
far.
To carry him back on your shoulder.
I know, forever. I was carrying that asshole. Because you know why? You're supposed to be able to call your horse. I chased that guy so far. I went, here. And it said, your horse is too far away to call.
I know. I witnessed the whole thing. And I'm dying again.
I'm
I was
telling
laughing
the
this
listeners.
Hard at the time. What's that?
I'm telling the listeners.
I know.
All right. It was so humiliating. Well, because you were like, do you even know how to play this game, bro? You just fucking rode your horse off a cliff. A horse named after me.
Oh, my God. That was really wonderful.
Oh, Lord.
I lost you to that game for a while, so I'm glad to know it's over. I'm finding that out in real time.
Oh, I started that new weird game, but I'm already not into it.
It's too dark. It's a dark time. You need something light.
No, but what I kind of want to do is start Red Dead over again and play with a different strategy / personality.
Yeah, and more clear-cut rules for our daughter. My favorite when Ruby's like, Daddy, kill him! And I was like, no!
Oh, yeah.
So no.
Ruby, look at that buffalo. Yeah. I said, what should I do? And she said, shoot it.
No! It's like, no!
No, it's terrible. She didn't see much of the game, everyone.
Mommy put some rules in place.
I think we all got bigger fish to fry right now.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to move on now, after that lengthy intro, to a little quick mini crush to judgment. Well, first of all, let's say what we're drinking, because everyone knows that we're...
Red wine.
We have a good time. What are you drinking? You didn't bring the bottle down here.
I did not. It's a Cabernet.
It is a Napa Cab. It's pretty good. I had a glass.
Yeah, it's good.
But I was just not in the mood for wine.
Because it's the first day of spring, so Chuck busted out...
You know what?
The gin.
Yeah, I got a gin and tonic. Kind of the first one of the season. I've had a few random ones in bars, but...
Yeah, with a local seltzer. No, it's a local tonic.
Yeah, local tonic. The robust tonic.
Yeah, which is one of his faves. From Avondale. A guy in Avondale makes it.
Yeah, but
one of,
what's
like,
the company? We got to plug it.
Oh, shit.
I don't remember either. I'm the worst. Well, you know what? We'll find out and we'll...
Yeah, on the next one. Yeah.
Give him a free ad.
Because this
end.
Is good. Chuck, it's changed Chuck's tonic game.
It's changed my tonic game.
And it's like better than the sugary shit that you buy at the grocery store.
That's right.
And you shouldn't go to the grocery store because you'll get COVID-19.
I also, I got a medical marijuana prescription for COVID anxiety. And I've never taken the pot before. It's interesting. It's good. It's chilled me out.
Yeah.
It's relaxed me.
They're handing out medical marijuana cards in Georgia by the handfuls.
Hush. All right, so that's what we're doing, everyone, and we are going to move on to a mini crush to judgment, and that's what I call. I know you don't listen to the minis, really. So.
I did. I used to.
That's all right. These are bits that we do. This is what Noel and I do for reviews. Crush
I'll
to judgment.
I'll try to do right by you, Noel.
So we just watched Parasite, everybody.
Oh my God!
Finally,
I'm so glad. Firstly, that we were able to not know. We went in totally cold. Neither
cold.
Of us knew what it was about.
Somehow, I avoided it all on the Movie Crush page.
Yeah.
I avoided any reviews.
Yeah, it was
I knew
even harder for
nothing.
You. Because I don't read reviews. I don't care what other people think about movies.
Well, you know me.
Yeah.
I get into that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, we knew nothing going into it, which is kind of the perfect way to see Parasite.
Yeah.
Because for the first, and this is also how we saw it, which is kind of funny. We watched the first hour. And literally, Emily was getting tired, and I stopped it when the... And spoilers are coming, by the way. If you haven't seen Parasite, don't listen to this for the next, like, 5 minutes. But we stopped it right when the fired
first
housekeeper came.
Yeah, showed up with her face in the camera.
Yep, face
that
in the camera.
Like a pivotal moment.
Well, and it was right at the halfway point, so I was like, you know, you're getting tired. Let's just finish this tomorrow.
Yeah, which is so me, by the way. I was like, yeah, I'm up for
it's not like we weren't
movie.
Into it. It was
no, it was exhausted.
We were
Things
we
are
loved the first
right now,
half.
Yeah,
but boy, perfect place to stop it because that is when that movie just fucking takes off like a rocket.
And those movies, I was trying to remember like another movie that did that where you're just like watching this go
something cool
off.
Oh, you mean like the second half or the first half?
Yeah, the second half where you're like, you go into a movie and you're, I'm like, what was an, I can think of another one where you're like, wait, yeah. Wait, what's happening? Oh no. It's like Ordinary People in Extraordinary Circumstances.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is. Well, boy, that started out of the gate, though.
Yeah, that did. Such a stressful movie. I'd love
it. I want to see that again. I haven't seen that in a long time.
I'll tell you about that again.
That was one of our big ones.
You know what made me think of it? When we went to see, as I think Chuck told you, I gave him 12 months of movie dates and...
So much for that.
Yeah, we went in January, but...
We can go to the drive-in, by the way. I just had that idea.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yep. We would love that. We went in January to a theater that had a Run Lola Run poster from the original Run. That's what made me think of that, actually. Oh, that awesome poster of her, like...
That's at the Midtown Art?
Yeah, up high. They've got all those like 90s awesome indie movie.
I'd love that poster.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I haven't seen, I mean, I get all the hype now. I've not seen a movie quite like Parasite. Mm-mm. It has a lot of elements of movies I love, which is escalation of events and tension and how it just keeps going up and up and up. And it was just fucking gorgeous.
Oh yeah. I mean, that house, come on.
I know.
The house.
Yeah.
Of course.
Everyone, I've told everyone that you, in fact, well, I think that's in the next episode. There's a bit about that. So just save that.
I think we've already done that, but that's all right.
We've already done what?
Me and the houses.
What do you mean?
Like identified the houses that I like in movies?
Yeah, just pipe down.
All right, hey, I'm here for you and all of you.
The acting in Parasite, amazing.
Amazing. Like that whole family was amazing.
Great. That gangly son.
Yeah.
That the daughter who was just beautiful.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
The dad, boy, that he had a character arc. Like it was so great.
He did. And that face, his face was,
he did
just
so much.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Actor.
God, that scene when they're under that amazing goddamn
under the
coffee table.
Yeah. That was an amazing table, which is also their like dining table, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's just
perhaps
I would do everything on that table.
Yeah. For real.
And they did everything beside that table. That scene was hot as fuck, right? That sexy scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty hot.
When they were under there, the family hiding, and he was talking about when it really all came crashing down, this class difference, about how he smelled and how he couldn't stand his smell.
And what do you say? Like a radish and then a boiled rag.
Yeah,
I know. It was so
he was so humiliated.
Reduced him to garbage. Like
and his
garbage
daughter
human.
Was right next to him.
Yeah.
And she kind of turned away.
Yeah.
There were so many subtle moments like that. And so many not subtle moments.
Well, but it was funny too. Da Sung, Da Young, who was the little boy?
I can't remember. The son of the rich family. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, he put together that they all smelled alike. So I was thinking they all smelled like it. I mean, they lived in the basement apartment of what, you know, this terrible place that eventually flooded with sewage.
I mean, kind of a poor neighborhood.
Kind of in the slums. Yeah. Well, not like the slums.
Well, I mean,
slums,
they were the dude peeing every night. Yeah. Like it was very much a movie about class.
Yeah.
God, it was just so good.
Yeah.
Everything about it, I loved. I thought it was just.
Well, and set in the backdrop of this amazing house.
Of course.
Yeah.
The sequence, because you watched the second half today, because I watched the second half last night because you weren't speaking to me.
We don't need to talk about that. I was right, but we don't need to talk about that. tough times these days, guys.
Tough times. We're very stressed, everyone. The sequence where they escaped from the house in the rain, when that rainstorm started, and that's another thing. It's kind of reminded me of... I guess it was it Magnolia that the rain started? And that was sort of the whole like third act.
I don't love that movie like you do.
No.
Tom Cruise.
I know it was that. And then there was one other movie where rain kind of starts in the third act to really escalate everything. And that's what happened in this movie, obviously, because the flood of the poor neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that escape with them in the rain and all those shots
of the stairs.
Oh my God.
It was like they just kept descending into like lower.
Well, that was the whole point. They were at the lowest point. That's why they got flooded the worst.
Ah, of course.
Because they were on this like downhill slope at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And these people lived up on a mountain.
Sure. Well, and you didn't really like, you only saw them in the house. You didn't really have kind of a point of view of where they were located in the city.
Well, at the end, the guy climbs up in the snow and said, I climbed back up the mountain.
Yeah.
He got a great view of the house.
Yeah.
And that's obviously very symbolic, too, of, you know, because remember when the rains came and the next day in the car?
Yeah.
The mom was like, oh, thank God for the rains. It blew out
all
the pollution.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. What
a fucking great movie.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it again.
And I was stressed because I'm like, he clearly smells like sewage.
Yeah.
And no one's
well,
saying
after
anything.
Well, after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, the scene when the daughter gets on the toilet and just lights that cigarette.
Oh my God. I know. I was just like,
shit water.
I'm like thinking you're all going to have, you know,
oh,
whatever
every disease,
disease
in the world.
You get from that.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to live another day
yeah.
after
inhaling the very
all
least,
of that.
Pink eye.
Yeah. God, are you kidding me? Conjunctivitis would be like a dream compared to what they probably got into.
I was just blown away though. And it was really cool not knowing what to expect. I get all the hype, give it the Academy Award.
Yeah.
I mean, there were really a lot of great movies this year, but, Parasite was just fucking, it rocked my world.
Plus, I know nothing about Korea. Like, nothing. I, you know,
yeah.
I, like what their sensibilities are.
No, I didn't know much
their,
about it either.
I do,
it was
you
really
know,
cool.
It kind of put some things in perspective that, you know, like it yeah. just gave me a, like a bit of a view.
There's a lot of great Korean film right now, too. We should dive into some
totally.
More of those. It was good.
And I don't really like to read subtitles.
But... Oh, you asshole. I'm gonna say that.
Well, I had to say it before you said it to me because it's not true about me, people.
That's a running joke we have is when one of us is not in the mood for a subtitled film, which happens. The other
that's
will go
me.
Like, yeah, no, you don't like to. My when I bag on you, though, it's documentaries.
Yes, yes.
Like, yeah, I know you don't like documentaries.
Chuck never does. If I'm not in the mood for a documentary, he's like, I know you don't have the taste for a documentary. That's kind of how we insult each other the most.
It is.
Like,
we insult each other.
You're much too basic yeah. to like something like that, something that high
right.
level.
Which was a lot of fun when we're doing house stuff.
Oh, yeah, design.
Like
that's
picking
where we
out
really
design things. You're like, and I'm like, I don't like something. And you'll say, oh, no, no, no. I get it. It's fine. It's a little highbrow for you.
Yeah.
Your base taste.
You don't understand that. Yeah.
We do that with music, too. That's our biggest insult to each other.
Yeah, because it's
like
funny.
Degrading each other's taste.
Totally. It's what, you're so base. Like, that's kind of all, like our go-to.
You've been saying you're so base for
yeah.
how long we've been together?
A lot, very
years?
Long time.
How long has it been?
2002.
Since we first hugged and kissed.
18.
Wow.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's a lot of years.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know how long my previous longest girlfriend was?
How long?
Like a year.
Yeah, mine was two. I had a couple twos.
I beat that by 18.
Hey, congratulations.
You know me.
No, but you just did bad math. You beat that by 17?
No, it's 18 times. 1 year, 18 years.
Again, I'm not really following your...
Oh, good Lord.
...your logic, but...
All right, we're going to move on to Haiku Theater. You saw a little bit of this at the live...
I did, but I'm really bad at coming up with haikus.
Well, you don't have to.
Oh, great. Okay.
You just have to guess haikus.
Oh. I might not be good at that either, but let's see.
Well, we will see because I...
I literally got zero of them at the live movie crush
really?
In my head. Yeah.
I think it's because you panic.
Yeah, because I did, like, I'm like, I don't want to look stupid and get this wrong. And then I...
You won't
plus, a lot of it's superhero movies, you
don't,
know?
Don't worry. It's you not... won't be stupid. I'll go through and I'll cherry pick some of these that I think you might get. I want you to do good.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Well, this is easy. Here we go. Our old pal, Patrick Gorman.
You set me up. I'm actually going to bag. I'm
no,
like,
come on.
Screw that.
Our old friend, old pal Patrick Gorman says, town that cannot dance. You already know this
yeah.
one. The teens cut loose and hiding. 6 degrees of fun.
Wonderful. Footloose.
That's a great
the original
one.
Footloose. Not that weird ass remake.
Which you made it like 5 minutes.
Oh, I was like just done.
I literally think you made it through like 5 to 10 minutes
I was
of that
insulted.
Movie, and you were like,
This is just wrong. It was wrong. It was.
I don't know
a
why.
Travesty.
I think the only reason I wanted to watch that is because Scotty worked on it,
and he said how great it was. And then I
well,
thought,
he
well,
said how
no,
great
Scotty
the experience
doesn't have any
was.
Taste. Kidding,
no.
Kidding, Scotty.
I don't know if he liked. Well, I'm not going to say that. Out
no,
loud.
He liked the movie, but
oh, okay.
that, again, I don't. He didn't have my relationship with Footloose, the original.
Well, no.
Kevin Bacon, and you know.
You mean he never masturbated to it?
I didn't do that. Thanks, weirdo. I was like in fourth grade when that came out. No, maybe I was older than that. But all the girls wanted our name to be Ariel because I don't know if guys did that, but girls, you know, you always like picked a name of somebody that you.
Oh, babe, on the playground, we all fought to be Ren.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
No. I was like, yes. And then I knew. I was like, no, I just thought, but yeah. But all the girls wanted to be Ariel.
Boy, what happened to her?
She quit. Lori Singer, she was in Shortcuts. She quit
yeah,
acting.
Like 22
yeah.
years ago.
I'm trying to think. I mean, she was, you know, the it girl for a while, and I think she was just like, nah.
You know who her brother is? I just found this out like a week ago.
I'm trying to think. Singer.
Mark Singer. The Beastmaster. Do you remember that movie?
Not really.
No, he was in The Beastmaster. He was in two kind of popular movies, Beastmaster and I think the sequel, and a movie called If You Could See What I Hear, which was a true story. It was kind of like an HBO type movie about this kind of semi-famous blind man in the 70s
hmm.
who sang.
Sounds familiar? Not ringing a bell, though.
It was, well, I think I'd say HBO movie because it was on HBO when I got HBO. So I saw If You Could See What I Hear like 17 times, which is hysterical.
I loved HBO. I'm looking them up because I'm, you know, as you know, I'm a face person. I can't remember anyone's name.
You'd recognize him. It'll be a Beastmaster picture, probably.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. That's Laurie Singer's. I guess I can see the resemblance.
Brother and sister.
I loved her, though. I thought she was a badass.
All right. Here we go. And, you know, I think I asked for 80s movies.
For haikus for 80s movies?
Yeah, because I wanted you
bless you people. You wanted me to have some success.
Well, I didn't, you know, I didn't want you to be like, what the fuck are these dumb movies that everyone's talking about? All right.
Thanks, y'all.
This is from Benjamin Johnston. A weird gray alien sold the Reese's Pieces well.
Aww.
Turn on your heart light.
E.T. My story
That's
about
a good
E.T.
One. These are good coos.
I saw it with my grandpa. And of course, I was devastated when
Charlie.
He went home. I know, Charlie.
Sweet Charlie.
And I didn't want to cry in front of him. So I held it in, which, as you know, for me is not, I don't do that very well. I'm
you
surprised
used to
I
hold
was
in
breathing.
Crying?
Yeah. And then I got home and I saw my grandma. And I was just like,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, which is funny because I think Charlie would be way more. Like he understanding
have,
about you crying than your grandmother.
I don't know for whatever reason. I just wanted, you know, like I was trying to put on a baby. You know, I don't know. I don't. Who knows why kids do things? He was wonderful. It was. I certainly.
I know.
In retrospect, wasn't like my grandpa can't see me cry, but for whatever reason, I just didn't want to do that. And then I.
They only had the best granddad in the world. Everybody,
best grandpa.
He was just one of the great souls.
Good heart.
All right, Matthias Larson, one of our old pals, says this. I think you might know this. Change of plans for Chris, bit off more than they could chew, Babysitting Blues.
Yes, Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah, boy.
Of course, I love that movie.
These are really good, everyone.
Yeah, that was great.
These are very creative. I love that shoe ref. All right, our old pal, Stellan Carlson. he's one of the best, most active original members.
Yay.
Love him to death. He's, oh, God damn it, Stellan, I don't want to mess it up. I want to say Sweden. Shit. If I get that wrong, I'm so mad at myself.
What's the other? Denmark?
Because I know this.
Like an accompanying...
Stellan's awesome, though.
One of the accompanying countries.
Yeah. You know.
All individual, you know, they'll like hang out.
You mean the beautiful, amazing countries with beautiful, amazing people
and
beautiful, amazing free healthcare?
Don't shit on their earth and take
and
care of their
ride bicycles
citizens.
And, those great countries.
I presume they don't shit on their earth. I'm sure they probably do, too.
No, they've all kind of got it going on over there. So, Stellan says this, and I know you're going to get this one too. Everyone knows you. Mama Fratelli, theme by Cyndi Lauper, and The Truffle Shuffle.
Goonies.
How old does Ruby have to be?
I've thought about this, and I think I even Googled it. I'm thinking probably like first or second grade. I think she would love it, but there's some scary parts, you know, like it's pretty dark. It's fun, though, and she's like a down kid.
Well, here's my thing is I think that, if anything, it might not hold her attention as much as, like, the animated things that she loves.
I don't know. It's pretty exciting.
No,
that movie's pretty wonderful. And, Astoria, Oregon is gorgeous.
I think she's close, babe.
I think she's really close. I'm thinking probably, like, 6 or 7. I bought the DVD.
I don't think 7.
Just so we'd have it. 6?
6 at the latest.
I mean, we're not those parents that are like, you're too young to see this. We'll try her
out
on stuff.
And
plus,
Hodgman,
the recommended age for Wizard of Oz was 5.
Yeah, that's the most
That shit gave me nightmares.
Those monkeys scared the shit out of me.
I still remember one of my recurring nightmares.
I'm sure.
Of the witch. I was Dorothy, Toto got away from me, and the witch came after me. And, like, you know, I woke up screaming. That's what happens when you see the Wizard of Oz
You woke up
at
screaming because you lost your dog, not because of the witch.
Well, they were both pretty dramatic.
Hodgman and I, when he was on, talked about, and Noel too, about, going above their pay grade for the kid. Like, I think kids should always watch stuff that's like a year or two more than experts recommend because it challenges them more, I think. And I'm talking about like dirty stuff.
No, of course not.
But
also experts are, you know, they're being careful. They want to not offend the masses.
Right. Exactly. They don't want to say. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and our child, of course, is extremely special, everyone. So, as everyone thinks their child is.
We have the most special of all.
Yes, she can absolutely go above her
pay grade.
Her pay grade.
Which is $0.
Yes.
Except for the fact that she's gets everything in the world for free.
This was really funny. We were playing Operation the other day, and you know, a part of that is just motor skills, like getting the little parts out.
Her age, you can't. That's tough.
But it is tough. It's tough for me too. I was priding myself on what a great operation skills I had, and apparently I have no dexterity anymore because I buzzed just as much as she did. But so we started playing the cards.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's way hard. I don't remember it being that hard. But basically, I was like, all right, this is a good time to just kind of introduce the concept of money. Mm-hmm. And we weren't playing any. You know, there were some specialist cards which pay more, and
I forgot the money was a part of that game.
Yeah, it was there. So I was like, all right, just let's just see. I'll just introduce the concept of money to mm-hmm. her. So she got like probably like a few hundred, like 500. And I ended up getting two $500 bills for $1,000. And she goes, I have more than you. And I was like, you have more bills than me. You don't have more money than me. And
right.
she just kept saying, I have more than you. I was like, all right, we're not quite ready for money yet.
Well, because at her age, she has like 10 simoleons and you have seven, yeah. but hers are ones and yours are 20s. Yeah.
It was just funny because, of course, I was like, you don't have more money than me.
Right. No, we're both like that. We don't let her get away with shit. She was coloring today and she like, I was coloring kind of a nice section of the thing and I was kind of into it, to
as
be
you,
honest.
As you do.
And she went over and kind of messed it up. And then I went over and messed one of hers up.
No, you did it's, not.
I did. It was so wrong.
I'm surprised she didn't tell on you. Usually she won't tell.
Well, she didn't care.
That.
She laughed. She thought it was funny. Yeah. But I was like, oh, boy, I'm an asshole.
I taught her butt wad today, so all apologies.
No, we can't even say what she says. Good Lord, this child. All right. Who should we do here? All right. Vanessa Cashman. You know Vanessa. You met her at the live show. She's the one that drove from Southern California and met up and like that people road tripped for that show.
That's so awesome.
From Southern California, which was very sweet.
Yeah.
Hello, Vanessa. She says this. She makes her own clothes, likes a major appliance, should have chosen the duck.
Molly Ringwald. Blaine. His name is Blaine.
All right. I feel like.
Good one, Vanessa.
Well, you didn't even say the movie.
Pretty in Pink.
Okay.
What'd I say?
You said, I love you, Molly Ringwald, or something.
Oh, that's the movie, right? Oh, my God.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a movie called I Love You,
Molly
Ringwald.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe that's what I'll do on our COVID break, which I'm not having, by the way. There's been no break in this for me. All of you people who are
for anyone.
Lounging around enjoying your staycations.
Boy,
we envy you.
You childless wonders. God bless you.
Or this even is people with older kids.
This is when it really is paying off.
I don't think I told you. I was taking a walk in Avondale today, and I ran into Allison, and we walked back to their house.
Uh-huh.
They're having a blast. You know, like the kids are, like Emily and Nina are older. They're
But when older kids get cagey, it's going to be worse.
Well, and I won't say a blast, because obviously there's a lot of stress about what's going on. But she was talking about how much easier it is than...
No, I mean, I imagine laying around watching TV all day.
Yeah.
Well, you don't, I mean,
it's
you still got to school
the girls
your kids.
Read, and, you know, they're online school. Like, it's just not as taxing as, mommy, 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 do this, mommy, 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 mommy. I'm like, oh my God, I'm changing my name.
Boy, God bless the school teachers, right?
Oh, they should be paid so much money.
Man. Let me see here. Let's just do a couple of more of these because I feel like these are going to be like an hour long if we just keep fucking around like this. But I'm having fun.
Yeah, good.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Drinking wine and talking.
I'm going through these that I know you won't get.
Give me one. I probably won't, but now I'm feeling kind of confident.
Oh, okay. Well, some of these don't have what the movie is, so I don't even know some of these.
Oh.
All right, here's one I know that I'm not sure if you'll know. Supercomputers, global thermonuclear war.
Uh-huh.
Is this just a game?
War games.
Yeah.
I know things.
That's from old pal Ben Riedel.
Good one, Ben.
Oh, interesting. He put a thermonuclear... So,
did he like make it thermonuclear? Nuclear?
No, but he did put an asterisk and it says next to thermonuclear and it says howmanysyllables.com tells me this is a four syllable word.
Thermonuclear?
It's five, but hey, he Googled it, so that means it's right.
It must be right. Google knows everything.
All right. So, Haiku Theater, you like it? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for setting me up for success, everyone and Chuck.
Yeah, and sorry we didn't read a ton of them, but we're just having fun down here. So we're going to move on to...
It's like the three-hour mini crash. People are like, that wasn't so many.
No, we've been going for 31 minutes.
Oh.
We're kind of great. So we're going to move on to stream this. Did you just yawn into the mic?
No, I'm not. I'm not yawning.
ASMR people are like falling asleep right now.
I am not yawning. You cannot prove that I'm yawning.
So we're going to move on to to stream this. And this is where we talk about what we've been watching.
Okay.
We obviously just finished Parasite. We just started, I think we gotten like a few episodes into I'm Not Okay With This.
Yeah, it was great.
We love it so far.
Yeah.
Cool show. Didn't know much about it. Just kind of Googled what to watch.
Nice quick 20 minutes because these days when we get in bed, it's hard to know if it's going to be an hour of TV or less.
Yeah, because you're like...
I'm exhausted. There's a lot going on in my brain.
There's a lot going on in your brain.
Yeah.
So I'm looking up something real quick too because
I watch Homeland. Chuck got done with Homeland a long time ago, so that's been one of my solo shows. And I've literally loved the shit out of every single season.
I bailed on it. Excuse me.
Espionage and... That's just
no, I love that stuff. It just
why did you bail on it?
I think it sort of just had its run for me. I think it's gone on too long.
Oh, disagree. I think every season they've taken their time. Every season has been awesome, and a lot of people may disagree with me. I mean, you know me.
Into it. You love Claire Danes, of course.
I love her, and I just think, and I love Mandy Patinkin. Mm-hmm. I just think it's great.
Who was my so-called life character?
Angela Chase,
yeah. Of course.
Jordan Catalano.
I knew you were going to say Jordan Catalano. Yeah. Did you hear about his deal?
Oh, my God. On the retreat? Can you imagine?
If you guys have not seen this, Jared Leto just comes back and texts, was on silent meditation retreat.
In the desert for 12 days, and he comes back to COVID virus having exploded. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Well, but it was at least on his radar. Like, it had to have been, because 12 days ago, it was a thing. But I guess if you don't know, like...
Well, but this is 12 days ago, like 5 or 6 days ago. Like, it was not the same thing 17 days ago.
But we knew what it was in China, and it was in Italy.
I know, but it feels like overnight.
Trust me, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's still funny. But it just, I was like, it couldn't totally be off your radar unless you went straight from a 20-day retreat.
I know. I saw the headline I can't remember where it's from, said something like, Jared Leto sends the most Jared Leto tweet you would ever imagine.
Exactly. Of course you did, bro.
So what I was trying to find here, and I found it, was everyone is recommending this show called Dispatches from Elsewhere.
Okay. I've never heard of.
It is an anthology drama created and starring Jason Segel. Just started in March on AMC.
Love Jason Segel.
And it's supposed to be, I saw what the premise was. I think it's, well, I don't even want to say. Let's just go cold. But so we've been watching I'm Not Okay With This. We really like it.
Two of our super faves are both on right now.
Well, Better Things.
Uh-huh.
That's all I talk about on the show.
It's
everything.
Mwah.
Yeah.
There aren't enough words to describe how I feel about this show.
I'm so in love with that family.
Yeah.
And those Pamela girls Adlon. And Pamela Adlon.
It's just one of the most charming fucking people.
Yeah. And one of the best just TV families ever.
Yeah. They're great. Those girls are atrocious, except for Duke, but they're great.
Well, no. Now the oldest daughter is kind of being
pretty
cool.
Great. Because
she's aged
into. She's still mildly an asshole, but yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're sort of in the middle of that because it releases every week.
Which I'm liking. I was kind of tired of the binge thing. I like being forced to wait. Although the other night I hit the end of Homeland and I was like, fuck, I wanted to watch one more.
Yeah.
But I really do like that we're getting out of binge culture binge a little mode. Bit. It's good to be reminded that it's okay to wait for something. Yeah,
for a week.
Yeah.
And I've talked to this to death too, but we are still watching High Maintenance.
God damn, I love that show.
So great. Shout out to listener who I met in New York who had just gotten off jury duty. When I met her and was having drinks with her fellow jurors, because that was in an episode of High Maintenance.
Back when you could last week.
Yeah.
Or the week before.
Crazy. So I think for a minute too, I'd like to hear about Little Fires Everywhere, that Reese Witherspoon show, because you've been watching that without me.
I just turned it on last night for a couple of episodes.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was set in the 90s. Great. But it was a little... obsessed with dropping in the 90s references, but it didn't feel very organic to me.
Oh,
that was kind of
too,
one of my own.
Too on the nose.
Little bit.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like, they're trying to make sure that you know it's in the 90s.
Right.
You know.
What are they like? They're like, hey, have you heard that new Spin Doctor song?
Not like that. Yeah. It's pretty overt. So, you know, and then you're like, I watched a video. I was trying to, I can't remember why, but I ended up watching a video of the cast and they're like, oh my God, they were like born in, you know, 2010.
Right.
No, like actually,
they don't even like, know the 90s?
Well, they were born in the 2000s. I'm just obsessed with the 90s. And I'm like, oh my God, like be obsessed with the 70s. Be obsessed with a better decade. Be obsessed with the 60s.
Like, you know, people really like the 90s, I think.
I like
people
the 90s
younger
too,
than us.
I guess. I mean, that's when we were in our 20s, so the 90s well, were pretty shit. Great.
Yeah, college.
Yeah.
And beyond college.
End those of college,
fucking
yeah.
Great years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not knocking the 90s.
But I'm not obsessed with the 90s.
Like I have a little more love for the 80s, I think.
Totally.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the 90s are the decade that, like, are the correct decade. Like, your opinion is wrong. That you love the 90s. Totally kidding.
So 70s and 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Or 60s, too. A lot of great shit, you know, happened in the 60s culturally.
Fuck anything before the 60s.
Yeah, it was a little backwards for my taste.
Yeah. It's like, oh, those cars are so cool.
Yeah.
It's like,
your
so
big,
was the
vast
submissive wives and the racism yeah. and yeah. everything else.
Yeah. The family values.
You were also watching the Jennifer Aniston thing. What was that?
Morning Show.
Because I didn't see that. Was that good?
I think so. It's lost me a few times. I mean, I love Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. And, you know, I think it's a pretty compelling, you know, like kind of where we are in society, very heavily focused on Me Too. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's not everything I want it to be, though.
Gotcha.
But it's not there's not a deal breaker.
How is she?
Both of them are great.
Who is the other person?
Reese Witherspoon. So it's Jennifer Aniston. Oh, Reese Witherspoon.
So she's in two things.
Yes.
All right. When I saw when
Reese is in like everything right now.
I peeked in and I saw you watching Little Fires Everywhere, yeah. and I thought you were watching the other thing.
Oh no. Yeah, that was Morning Show. Yeah. So I'll keep watching it. It's not compelling me to come back every night. But
right.
I'm in it now.
Oh, you didn't finish it.
Uh-uh.
So it's still a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I turned on when Homeland turned off. It went to a new show with
When Homeland turned off?
Turned,
when
yeah.
Homeland turned
when
off.
When Homeland turned off, when there wasn't a new Homeland. And I was like,
when they
oh,
took
man.
Away my stories.
Well, exactly. I turned off my stories. It went into a new show with Anna Paquin that I've watched one
oh,
of.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I like
and
her.
I
was
I
thinking
do.
Of Anna Kendrick for some reason.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I
Anna
like her
Paquin.
Too. So, you know, she's kind of like a...
Sookie.
Boy, we watched that show for a couple of seasons. We were super into it.
Well, what was the name of it?
It was Bad Blood, Big Blood, something blood.
Red Blood.
I'm the worst.
Dead Blood.
Dead Blood. Red Dead Blood. I'm the worst at names.
What was it? The Vampire Show? Fuck, I can't remember.
Bloodlines? No, that was the other one that we also bailed on.
Yeah, that wasn't that great. It wasn't right.
It was like the second season was just a sadder version of the first season. Nah.
Yeah, we bailed on that one.
Blood. True Blood.
True Blood.
Right?
Yes.
That still doesn't sound right.
No, it was True Blood.
Yeah,
we liked
loved
that show
that
for
show.
A while.
That opening.
It went off the rails, though.
It
was
did.
Fun for
it
a
got
long time.
Ridiculous.
I loved how bad Bill's accent was.
It was Sookie. Severely bad. Sookie.
And, but it also had, I don't think he's that great of an actor, but Skarsgård, who, you know, I know
I
he's like
him.
The hunkiest guy
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, he's super hunky. It's funny how much network TV we used to watch. Like, I think about
well,
it.
Well, that was HBO.
Was it?
Yeah.
But even before
or no,
then,
no, that was Showtime, I think.
Okay.
But that was back, no, you're right, though. That was back when it was like Dexter and
yeah.
True Blood
yeah.
were like
Which
the
was
best.
Also Showtime, I think, but.
I think it was.
Yeah.
But now Showtime is kind of, I feel like falling behind a little bit.
Well, Showtime still has Homeland.
Is that Showtime?
Yeah.
That's not HBO?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I know because I had to find it right. on one of our streaming services. Like, do I have to buy this to watch this show?
Emily does not like looking for things.
Oh, God. I watched so much less television than I used to because I don't know where to find anything.
Yeah, since we got rid of cable.
Yeah.
All right, so... I think let's finish up with a couple of questions for you and a comment card. I asked for Emily specific questions that are movie related or Life with Chuck related.
Oh, goodness.
So this should be interesting.
I love to dish people.
And I tell you what, I want to try and get through a lot of these. So let's keep
should we do
them
like a
short
speed round?
And sweet.
Speed round.
Yeah, a little more speed round.
All right. I can do this.
I mean, not one word answers, but...
I'm fairly verbose, but I can do this.
That's right. David Mills says, not our cousin, says this, which of you is the better cook and what is the best thing that Chuck can cook?
Chuck is the better cook. And he had some signature dishes. Unfortunately, he stopped cooking a while ago.
So lazy.
Yeah. He stopped cooking a long time ago, so I kind of don't remember. There was like a stuffed pepper thing that he did that was really good. Paella, that was one of your like big dishes for a while. Chuck is heads and tails above me. I'm good at recipes and I know what flavors are good, so I
can pick
out.
You're the baker too.
I'm a good baker.
Yeah.
But I don't ever bake, so.
Well, that doesn't mean
you're
not a good
baker.
How
good can you be at something that you don't very rarely
do? Pretty good. Your scones are delicious.
What? Aw, shucks.
Let me see here. Isabel Cheshire says this. Two potential questions here for Emily. Is there any movie that you and Chuck completely disagree on?
Oh, I'd say there are lots of movies. Well, no.
Not really.
We don't completely disagree.
I mean, we have, and I think a lot of times you see this, it's not because of groupthink, but because you end up with someone who you have similar taste of.
As John, I almost said John Cryer, John Cusack said in High Fidelity, it's not what you're like, it's what you like.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Because that's how you first
bond.
Yeah.
Yeah. On things that you like. Yeah.
By that late night conversation about music or something.
Totally.
That's when you fall in love and do those things.
Yeah. So we do have similar interests, but we like our own things though too.
We like our own things, but rarely
clone brain.
Rarely is there a thing, because the question is completely disagree on a movie. Very rarely are you like, that was fucking great, and I'm like, I hated it. You know?
No, probably not.
We're like one, babe.
Oh yeah, we're gonna start looking alike.
And then the second part of Isabel's is good too. Emily, if you could steal a movie character's life, who would it be?
My God. Well, first, you know, I'm going to have to think of houses, because it's really if it's someone's life I like and they're not living in the house that I want to live in.
Yeah. 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 Like somebody could, be like married to, you know, Skarsgård. He's not like your number one guy or anything. I don't even know who your number one guy is.
It varies.
Aside from me.
Yeah. Duh.
But like, and they lived in a not great house, you'd be like, uh-uh.
Nah. Boy. This could take me a minute. This is not a speed round for me. Like, I have to put some thought into
it. No,
this.
That's a tough one.
I'll try to get back to you on this with some thought.
All right.
Maybe Chuck can say
later. I'll come back. Jody Sells Queen says this. My husband and I are Akron transplants.
Oh!
After 10 years, his charm slowly won us over. Anything you miss about this place, Emily?
Yeah, I loved Akron. I loved growing up there. I really miss Sand Run, the trails,
yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, down by the river. Actually, it's not close, super close to the river, but yeah, Sand Run. I really miss the outdoorsy stuff. Summit Mall. I'm kidding. I don't miss Summit Mall at all, but I spent a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm. You worked there for a minute, right?
I worked there for a long minute. Quaker Square was super cool. I don't even know if that's still around. The Civic Theater I love.
Akron.
The bridge. Luigi's, the pizza place. I'm sure you've been there. Go to the Interbelt after. It's a gay bar that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Lots of great places in Akron.
I've heard of the Interbelt from you.
Interbelt.
Oldest of friends, Zach Pointer, says this. What's it like watching movies with Chuck at home? Separate seats, recliners, close on the sofa, popcorn, just wine, talking, quiet.
Bed and wine, some talking. Most of our movies are watched in bed. And it's funny because that changed at one point. Like Chuck, it was funny. For a while, I didn't even want a TV in our bedroom early in our relationship.
Yes.
I liked having that kind of be like a haven.
Sure, sure. So, which is what people say you should do.
Right. And we did that for a while. And then for some reason, I don't know if we ended up with like an extra TV. One ended up in our bedroom. And after that, I was like, Chuck will be like, where do you want to watch a movie? I'm like, in bed.
I try to get us to the living room because we have a super comfy couch now. A better TV, a better sound system.
Yeah. That's a little bit more appealing now with the super comfy couch.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's just because I'm like in the middle of the movie, I'm probably going to roll over and go to sleep and I don't have to move and wake up. I become a fairly terrible movie partner in this time in my current time in my life.
Let me see here. Here we go. This is a good one. This is from our buddy, Matthias Larson, who did the great haiku. If you would start a new podcast, Emily, on your own, what would be the main topic?
Probably herbs, medicinal herbs. It's a very big passion of mine.
I knew that was going to be the answer. I thought that or just a general small business, like woman-owned small business podcast.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I've talked about that a lot, but what I realize a lot for me one of my biggest challenges in business has been managing people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about the people that have worked for me. So I wouldn't, you know, I mean, I can talk about business all day long, but that's kind of a finite amount of things. And so I don't really want to talk about people.
Yeah.
No, have worked for me. So yeah, then I don't really have a small business podcast is what I realized.
Yeah, there's
I mean,
no
there's
way
so many topics well, about business and, you know,
that's
I can tell
the,
my
that's
story.
The one you do like after you sell your business.
Yeah, and like, exactly. And then I rename everybody. Yeah. And they're still listening going, that bitch.
Because it's tough. All right. Let's finish up with this one. Margarita Saramago. Great goddamn name.
Great name.
It says this. Do you and Chuck have some movie related inside jokes?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, you think so, Doctor?
Yeah, exactly. I wish I'd
I've talked about that on the show because Pranica, yeah. That's when Adam and I did Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
And he said that's movie. A line that he says a lot too.
Yeah.
You think so, Doctor?
Yeah, that's one of my, if some, like, you know, you're going to be best friends with somebody who says that to you.
Yeah. One of our other big ones, come on. I'll give you the movie. Adaptation.
Oh, Fuck Fish. That's how much Fuck Fish. And which we've shortened to Fuck Fish.
Yeah, that Chris great Cooper. Yeah, that yeah. great scene just for to jog your listener memory is when Chris Cooper is telling that fucking awesome monologue.
Yeah.
About the exotic fish.
He was really
fish.
Into exotic fish.
Yeah.
And then one day I forget what he did. He sold all his fish, or he gave them all away, and then he did
what?
Something.
I can't remember what happened now either. All
to
of a
make
sudden.
Sure that he would never have fish again. That's how much Fuck Fish.
Yeah, that's how much Fuck yeah. Fish. And we now say that to just mean like fuck
I'm so
that
done. Sort yeah. of like if I say done, I'm like fuck fish.
Yeah, fuck fish.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's been shortened to.
Boy, we got a lot of them too. Yeah. I'm sure we'll think of a bunch.
I go blank if you've been put on the spot. I can't think of them, but that's I would say that's a lot of our conversational style.
Yeah, no, that was a good question, Margarita.
Yeah, that's a great question.
All right, so we got to wind this up. Thank you, my wife. We're gonna do another one right after this.
Sweet.
And
I did. I'm just getting to the end of my wine.
Perfect, right?
Yeah.
The next one will be a little drunkier.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of tired, though. I am getting a little slurry, but not because I'm drunkier.
Pipe down. You'll be fine. Podcasting is easy.
Everyone loves to be told to pipe
easy
down,
job.
Don't you, ladies?
All right. Good
Bye,
night.
White man.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And goodbye. And we'll see you next week.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.